Lifestyle Matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Carmelli, and filling in for Dave Popowich is Rob Gary. Rob, welcome.
Yeah, good to be here, Faisal.
We've got a great show today. You know, you think about all the stuff that happens to people as they transition and go through retirement. People start to look for different social circles or expand their social circle from what they have. And it's very challenging at times. And there's a new social platform, fairly new, that I think people would be interested in learning about how to cross, mark off things off your bucket list, meet some people in your area. We have a very interesting piece on aging in place. Mm-hmm. Did you know that there was an expert panel that was put together?
No idea. And I think it's incredibly interesting.
Yeah. So the federal government has issued out an expert panel to gather information and make some recommendations, as government normally does. Go get a panel together and give us some recommendations. Like, this is the first time they've ever done this before. And no one's ever had these panels before. And no one's ever had any research reports done before. Like, this is revolutionary. You can get my cynicism on this, because every new administration wants to get another panel together to find out what's wrong, as opposed to reading the previous issues that we've had in previous panels and just start to put some stuff to work, right? Okay. So that being said, we've got a panel. We've got a chair of the panel who's going to be joining us and talking about some interesting pieces. One of the biggest conflicts that is going to come out is we need more money or resources towards this. And that means potentially higher in taxes.
Ooh.
Ooh. Get ready.
Again.
Again. And who do you think they're going to go after to pay for all this again? So we're going to have that discussion of, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying that there are a lot of people who have been reading this report saying it's going to come out of taxpayers' pockets to cover this. And is that the right approach? So we're going to bring the chair of this panel on to talk about that. And then, of course, as people transition and have their partner, a loved one, go through an illness, a long-term issue, or a terminal illness, this show has always talked about how to support and help the person going through that issue. We are today going to talk about how to support the supporter.
Yeah, let's get to the real topic.
Right. Yeah. And so it's going to be a great show today. You know, there's also an interesting story that's come out this week in the news. No surprise, but still a lot of conversation. The Bank of Canada cut their interest rate.
You got another 25 basis point cut down to 4.5 on the overnight rate. Mm-hmm. Market, not a ton of movement. We got a little bit of weakness in the Canadian dollar on that news, but I think the bigger news was in Tiff Macklem talked in his press conference about why they were doing that and why they were doing that going forward and trying to still stimulate the economy.
And why do they need to do that? Why cut interest rates if the economy is slowing down as they needed? As there's less pressure on housing purchases, interest rates are at this high level are doing its job to slowing down the economy. Why cut interest rates now?
Well, we have to stimulate people's spending, if you think about that. And I saw this in the numbers. This was an interesting one.
Okay.
Still. So you're still spending more on shelter, right? You're still spending more. Savings rates are starting to drop. Debt rates are increasing, right? So it's okay. Hey, we're getting more. There's less going to discretionary spending.
Okay.
Right? That's less into the economy. Right?
So this is where I think a lot of people don't understand how the economy gets stimulated. If you have $100 in your bank account, mm-hmm. and you put it towards your mortgage, you've done nothing to stimulate the economy. You haven't bought anything. You've paid down debt, which is a good financial strategy for the individual, mm-hmm. but doesn't spur the economy. It's when you take that $100 and you go and spend it, you go to a restaurant, you buy some products, you buy some services, whatever, then that company will then pay its employees, who will then go buy more stuff. And there's a multiplier effect to when a consumer spends. Keep in mind, more than half of our economy is based on spending mm-hmm. on the consumer. So the Bank of Canada is trying to get people to go, okay, it's a bit cheaper now. It's not as expensive. I can spend a bit more and keep the economy moving along, because what we don't want to see is a big recession.
Right.
Now, when this interest rate cut happened, man, the social media platforms went crazy. Now I'm going to wait for another rate cut so I can buy my home. I can refinance. My kids can get a home now. It's all because of the interest rate. I don't necessarily buy that. We still have a housing issue. So will interest rates be more of, make it more affordable for people to buy a home? Not necessarily. It might increase demand.
Exactly.
And then you add on to all the people that are coming into the country and becoming first-time home buyers at the same time.
On top of that, the renewals are all happening right now.
Correct.
25 basis point cut to the prime rate is not going to completely change your lifestyle.
Right. So it's not, I think over the next couple of years, assuming interest rates don't go lower, mm-hmm. are not going to have a big of an impact that people think lower interest rates will do. And people look at a quarter point cut by the Bank of Canada. They think that interest rates on mortgages should go down 1%. Not true. Now, I can tell you what the bond market is saying. The bond market is predicting by the end of this calendar year, we're going to have two more rate cuts. Mm-hmm. If they're accurate and that happens, it helps a bit more, 100%. And you're going to hear more and more economists say what the Bank of Canada has done up to now in regards to rate cuts is just mitigating the damage that was done when they had to raise interest rates. Mm-hmm. It's not helping the economy yet. Which I kind of on that side of the argument.
I did find it interesting, though, that they're a lot more muted on the conversation of inflation. Inflation, right? That's paused now.
Right. And I do not believe that the federal government will stop immigration coming in. Mm-hmm. So we have not as much people coming in that brings on economic activity. And I'm not saying I'm against immigration. I'm saying that when you have more people buying fewer goods, prices are going to go up. Welcome to our housing issue. We have less supply out there. And we need more supply, and it's not going to happen overnight. So these are the problems. And as a person transitioning to living in retirement who has kids, these are the issues that are on your mind. How will they afford it? Maybe I need to chip in. Maybe I need to help. All I suggest is that when we go through these Bank of Canada rate cuts and so forth, take a step back if you are the parent helping your adult child, and let's look at all the programs that are available mm-hmm. out there, first home savings account, RSPs, TFSAs, and other first-time home buying programs that are out there, like a 30-year amortization, that can make things easier for both the individual who's purchasing the home and the individual who's giving money or supporting the adult child to mm-hmm. buy them. This requires a bit more work and more thoughts around. That's where I think this whole conversation's now going to get to. It's going to be about housing. It's not going to be about, oh, I can get a loan to get a car, or I can get a cheaper loan to buy a business. I don't think it's spurring yet. We need bigger rate cuts than that.
Lots else going on in the markets. We saw huge movements, right? I'll get to the highlight of what
was
happening.
In the U.S.?
Yes.
In the U.S., though, Rob. Like, this is what's interesting. There's a lot of movements, and you're right. When we saw what happened in the U.S., people are focusing on tech stocks or S&P 500 or pick your U.S. index du jour. But Canada looked good.
Canada looked
Canadian market
steady.
Looked pretty good this last month. Pretty good.
We're not directed by the old seven stocks, right? Yeah. Fang seven. What do you want to call it?
Right. So there's opportunity. I think that's where I think the key thing here is that the markets are going to continue to be volatile as we get closer and closer to the election in the United States. But the U.S. is not the only place in the world to invest. And Canada is showing a little bit of its value, which is why we have a portion of the portfolio in Canada. I don't think it's going to be the best place in the world to invest over the long term, but I think there's a place for it in the portfolio.
I think we've been the forgotten cousin at this point, right?
A little undervalued. We're the neighbor that nobody knows right now.
Yeah.
Right? And that's where we're at. So that's an interesting piece. So when you look at interest rate cuts, when you look at retirement and people looking at helping their children or able to transition to retirement, and you look at all this volatility, you need to figure out a way to make sure you can transition to retirement and live in retirement when all these things are going to continue to happen in the future. And we've got an upcoming seminar to talk about that, Rob.
You got it. Our next one will be held on Tuesday, September 10th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
All right. What about a social platform that can get people over the age of 50 together, and it's not a dating site? Join us after the break, and we'll tell you more about it. Here on QR Calgary and More Than Money.